Sky Racing's Brad Davison. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And great day's racing on Saturday, heading towards day one of the championships. Let's wrap Saturday, though, and Prowess. What a performance that was in the Vinery, but already back in New Zealand, Davo.
Yeah, I said on Saturday, guys, I wonder whether they would have second thoughts about staying and heading to the Oaks after that performance. I mean, she was just so arrogant on the weekend that you would think the Oaks would have been at her mercy, but the team and Roger James, they were adamant that she was going to head home and have that spell. They weren't going to go to the world one more time. And look, they came here with one race in mind, and gee, wasn't she just so impressive. Turning for home, I thought she was in a bit of trouble. Pavitra seemed to travel into the race so much better, but by the 200-metre mark, it was a case of how far. And, you know, these New Zealanders, guys, we saw it with Imperatrice on Friday night as well, and they just continue to show up and take our feature races. And, it's going to be a big autumn for them, no doubt.
And we also had a Kiwi trainer taking out the Tancred Stakes, Bjorn with a Rapaho.
Yeah, look, he's been a horse that's flown under the radar for some time, Loz, and a beautiful ride by Rachel King to just track up beautifully on the turn. And it was too good for Montefilia late, who probably a bit stiff not to win the race. It was her own doing, though. It wasn't anyone else. But just at the 500-metre mark, she seemed to put her foot maybe in a soft part of the track. That was the word from the jockey, and she seemed to just falter, really, and lose a length at a crucial stage when she was tracking into the race. She lost the back of Val and Declare, and that was probably cost of the race. She's only been beaten sort of quarter, you know, half a length in the end of the day. So, but take nothing away from Arapaho. He won the Canberra Cup prior to that. He's been building beautifully this preparation. And, you know, to be able to do that at Wait for Age was terrific. I thought there were a number of great Sydney Cup trials in that. Cleveland, obviously the real eye-catcher. But I thought King Frankel was just as good. I mean, he took off about 700 metres from home, and he did a great job to finish so close at Wait for Age, considering he's a young stayer on the up. So, you know, a couple of horses that are going to plummet in the weights come the Sydney Cup in a few weeks' time, and I'm sure Cleveland will be starting favourite. He really savaged the line there. And, I thought heading into the race he was your Sydney Cup handicap horse rather than your Wait for Age horse. And I think that told, but look, he ran out of his skin.
Dave, I see Goldman's come into Melbourne Cup favouritism, mate.
Yeah, Josh, should he be Melbourne Cup favourite? Some people have differing views on that, but one thing you can't argue is how progressive he is. I mean, that was a beautiful front-running ride, but he never ever looked like it in court, did he? He just rated him beautifully out in front, and he's got that ability to kick off a really nice speed, which is, you know, an asset in any horse, let alone a young progressive stayer. So 3,200 metres, I don't see any issue. He's obviously booked his ticket in the Melbourne Cup now, and look, a lot of water to go under the bridge, but it looks very exciting heading towards the spring.
And, what a performance from Cascadian to claim the TAB Australian Cup. So the Cummings name gets on that trophy once again.
Yeah, rising nine-year-old, guys. But once that gap opened at about the 250-metre mark, he sprinted like a three-year-old. He just put him to the sword in a matter of 100 metres. And, look, I know everyone was raving about the ride, but for me it was all about the horse. I mean, to do what he did there at, you know, when it went out at the 250-metre mark, he had a lot of ground to make up. And he's just been a sensational horse over a number of seasons since coming out to Australia. And, you'd love to own him. He's so genuine, and great to see him grab another Group 1 there on the weekend.
What are you most looking forward to? Which race, Davo, this weekend?
Oh, gee, Loz, we're sport for choice. The championships. Look, day one's always sort of my favourite, even though this year I think you'd almost say day two with the Queen Elizabeth, with the clash of, you know, Animo and Dubai Honour and what they can do and what that's going to bring to the sport. I think that's something we can really promote and push. But in terms of day one, I can't go past the Doncaster. I love these big handicaps. They're great from a form angle because you can make cases for so many horses and generally find a couple at 20-1 that are really good chances because of the weight. Yeah, that's the race for me that I always love each and every year, the Doncaster. So I can't wait for that and to see how that field lines up in the next few days.
Yeah, as good a day as it gets, isn't it? Are you following anything, Davo, out of the meeting on Saturday? Anything in particular we can look at next start, I suppose, again, we're just sport for choice, aren't we?
Yeah, look, Goldman's a star you can stick with, I'm sure, in the spring. But in Sydney, I thought a tissue was probably the run of the day. He just got way too far back for mine. Jumped well and gave him a huge start, but rattled home. I thought it was the run of the day. I thought Wicklow was one to follow as well. So I thought they were two horses you can stick with this preparation out of the Sydney meeting.
Dave, you have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Cheers.